Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Women Offshore podcast. Thank you to everyone who tuned into our podcast over the past several weeks for our sexual assault and sexual harassment awareness mini-series. We used our podcast platform for change by digging into the data, Me Too stories, and industry resources. I know this wasn't easy to listen to, and it was not easy for Fiona and I to record it either. So thank you for listening. Thank you so much for being with us every week. And thank you to Fiona Boyle. I know you're listening. Thank you for helping me tackle this very hard issue in the maritime industry. We're going to move on now to more topics on the podcast, but that doesn't mean that the conversation will end around sexual assault and sexual harassment prevention. If you've been with Women Offshore since the very beginning, you know that we've always found ways to talk about these hard conversations, and we will continue to make that a part of what we do, especially on the podcast. Coming up on May 21st, we have our Maritime Career Day. It's going to be a virtual event, and I'm so excited for this. A big shout out to Cassie Liskowski, who is our new program administrator at Women Offshore, and she has been a driving force behind launching this event. This will be an opportunity to learn about resume writing, interview preparation, hear from recruiters, network with recruiters, talk to companies that you hopefully want to work for. We want you to get as much out of this day as possible, so we have a packed agenda. And it will be recorded. So if you can't join us that day, you can still register and watch the presentations later. Thank you so much to Transocean because it is a free event because of them. They increased their sponsorship, and because of that, we're able to open up this event to everyone at no charge. How awesome is that? Thank you so much, Transocean, for all of your support of this event. And we're really looking forward to it. We're putting our heart and soul into this to provide opportunities for people on the water. Our other sponsors are Atlas Professionals, APM Terminals, and FOSS. So thank you to all of our sponsors for their support. It's going to be an incredible event. If you are listening and you know you want to attend, companies that you'll be able to network with are Transocean, FOSS, Mercy Ships, Atlas Professionals, Kongsberg, APM Terminals, Tenure, Crowley, Tote, and also Mid-Atlantic Maritime Academy. Gonna kick it off with an incredible keynote speaker, Chief Officer Rachel Arnold. Rachel is a force in the maritime industry. She is someone who uses her profile on Instagram, who uses her social media to elevate the industry, to educate people, to showcase amazing opportunities that we have on the water. She works for Celebrity Cruises, and she's someone I greatly admire. So really excited to have her as the opening keynote. I know she's going to be so inspirational to all of us, and we will learn from her in her speech. She will then pivot to moderate a panel of maritime recruiters and professionals to help you with career advancement. We know that filling out applications, resume writing, interview prep, and applying for jobs can be so overwhelming, especially with everything that we've gone through in the last year. On a personal note, I went without work for about 8 months early in my career, and it was so hard. I needed direction. I needed help. And I didn't really know who to turn to. I wish I had had something like this event to go to, especially to have a panel like this, where there are professionals who I could ask questions to and learn from instantaneously. Speakers on this panel include Veronica Canalda, who's a senior military offshore recruiter at Transocean, Sheila LaFleur, the principal and founder at Trackline, Matt Furman, founder and CEO of Core Group Resources, Buki Ho, assistant manager, marine personnel, C-SPAN, Laura Smith, business manager, USA Atlas Professionals, Dana Tremblay, manager, talent strategies at BC Ferries. not only will you be able to talk to these recruiters during this panel, but there'll be more to speak with throughout the day. We're going to have a virtual job fair. So what that looks like is there are going to be these virtual booths for you to interact with. You can upload your contact details with the companies through their virtual booth. So if you're really interested in working for Transocean, for example, you hit the button, share your details on their booth, and you get to directly upload your profile so that they have it. You can also hit the meet button and talk with them in these special small Zoom rooms where you can ask your questions one-on-one. I love the interactive abilities through our program. So I think this will be a great opportunity for you to pitch yourself and learn from companies. In the afternoon, we also have several other panels. We're going to have a seafarers panel where seafarers are talking about their challenges and the adventures of being mariners. There'll be a resume writing presentation where Dana Rasko of Transocean is going to talk about how to stand out in a crowd when it's so competitive to apply for jobs. What can you do to make your resume stick out? Because the unfortunate truth about applying for jobs is that recruiters will only look at your resume for about 6 to 7 seconds. So what can you do so that when they only spend 6 seconds looking at your resume, it stands out? We're also going to have a presentation on interview prep. This will be presented by Sophie DeJong, a recruiter of renewables at Atlas Professionals. In her presentation, she's going to give you 5 interview preparation tips, and these are going to be applied to our industry. So they're going to be industry specific. And this is something I'm going to want to sit in on too. I'm very excited. Thank you to Sophie and thank you to Atlas Professionals for all their support of our events. Shout out to Gabrielle because she's been a huge supporter of us, helping us plan out Maritime Career Day. If you are a deck officer, perhaps you're a third mate or a cadet or a captain even, and you are interested in becoming a pilot, Jill Russell will be presenting how to become a maritime pilot and what she's done in her career. So thank you to Captain Jill Russell for approaching us about an incredible presentation. We're really excited about what you're going to do. I've known you for a very long time, Jill, and I've always looked up to you so much. And it's really exciting for me to see you present at this event and learn from you further. Another presentation that we have is called From Military to Mariner, How Skills from Service Translate to a Civilian Career. And this is such an important presentation. And I realize it's only going to be specific to a small group who attends. However, when you're transitioning out of the military, it can be so difficult to figure out what you want to do with your life and feeling like you don't belong in the civilian world. Fortunately, there is a whole program dedicated to empowering you, if you're a veteran or active service member transitioning out, to have a career, not just a job, but a career in the maritime industry. And there are people at the ready to support you. So we were fortunate to gather some of those people and put together this panel about how skills from service translate to a civilian career. So if you are not a veteran, if you are not active service, can you do me a favor? Can you tell someone who you think would benefit from this panel to join us? Come learn, come explore the opportunities. There's so many opportunities in the maritime industry, and this panel will set them up for success to get their credentials, give them the information they need, and we owe it to our service members to know about this opportunity. So please share it. Please share the event. In general, we want to get people there. We want more women, more minorities in the maritime industry. So please share it with those that you know that would benefit from this event. It's about time we reduce the gender gap, don't you think? 2%, it's not good enough. We need more women than that. So I hope to see you there. May 21st, Women Offshore's virtual Maritime Career Day. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited. And thank you to all of our speakers, all of our presenters, and all of our attendees who've signed up. It's still a week away or so, and we have a lot of people coming. So I will hopefully see you there. As far as the podcast goes, coming up, we have a mini series on maternity-related topics, issues, benefits. This is something Jace Curry, our director of community outreach, has been working so hard on. So she's interviewed moms in the maritime industry and women who are trying to balance a family with a career at sea. This is a controversial topic, which blows my mind because I believe that we need to support women in whatever career path they're choosing, whatever journey they're choosing to go on. But people are very opinionated about it. And a lot of people think that if you're a mom, you should not have a career at sea. So I think you'll be very surprised by the upcoming episodes, what they reveal, the strength these women have, but also the resources that are out there. So tune in next week. You'll learn more about all that. Thank you to Jace for taking this topic on. I look forward to listening to all of those episodes. Before you go, here are some events on deck from my colleague Savannah at the Oil and Gas Global Network.
Hey everybody, it's Savannah from OGGN, and here are the events on deck for May 2021. This month we have 4 events, but if you'd like the full list, you can click the link in the show notes to sign up for our online events newsletter. We send it out every month, and it includes more info about the events I talk about here. We even include events that occur 2 months ahead of time, so if you're interested in always staying in the loop about oil and gas events, make sure to check that out. First up, we have our in-person event, which is the 20 YPO's Networking Mixer at the Houston Club on May 25th. Next, we have our 3 online events, the Post-Industrial Summit Series from May 4th to June 22nd, the Data Fabric and Data Ops webinar on May 5th, and the Maritime Career Day hosted by Women Offshore on May 21st. Other than these events, OGGN has a live stream this month titled Identifying and Evaluating Advantaged Oil Projects on May 5th. So make sure to check that out on our Facebook, LinkedIn, or OGGN.com for more information. You can also find more information about that or any of the live streams or events we have coming up, also on Facebook, LinkedIn, or OGGN.com. If you have any questions about these events or any of our shows, make sure to reach out to me through my email in the show notes. That's all for May. I hope you guys have a great month, and thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast. What did you think of the show? Leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. Additionally, if you want to propel Women Offshore forward, please visit womenoffshore.org or womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag. Until next time, stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you soon.